Monday, 18 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be coming to you by means of Christian radio today. If you have your Bibles, can turn with us over to 1 Peter chapter 4 and look at verse 8 with us. I would appreciate that. I hope you've had a wonderful past weekend, a wonderful Lord's Day, starting out now by the grace of God with a new week. Father, do bless us now with our word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Lord, our heart's desire is that the Spirit of God will stir us, that we'll be more like the Lord Jesus, we pray in his name. Amen. You know, one day we are going to be like him. Beloved, now we know that we're a child of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, sometime when I'm quoting these scriptures, especially my age, I might miss a word or two, so you bear with me. But I know this, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, as we're being warned about the fiery trial that's to try us, and using the Lord Jesus Christ as an example of suffering and how to respond to suffering, we have a superlative here that is above all things. The Spirit of God urges Peter to write, or leads Peter to write, that in verse 8, that there's something that's above all else. And let me read it to you. Father, again, bless us with thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. And above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Charity is a word for agape, agape love. That is a godly love, a love that emanates from God. We love him because he first loved us. This supersedes the brotherly love. It supersedes certainly the eros love, the sensual love or lust of this world. This is love that is pure, is right, that comes from God. So, above all these things, he said now, yes, he said you're going to have to suffer and you're going to have to put up with a lot of things. But he said, above all these things, have fervent charity, have fervent love among yourselves. I like to be amongst people that love each other, don't you? Now, love is not sentimentalism, though it can be sentimental. Love is not mushy and soft. Well, thank God, the love of God certainly breaks a hardened heart. There's no question about that. Sometimes love has to draw a line in the sand, so to speak. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if we are going to really know the love of God and demonstrate our love back toward God like we should, then we're going to have to be obedient to his word. Love is not this laissez-faire type of thing where anything goes and everything goes. But love does cover a multitude of sins. Well, on our last broadcast, we were looking at this matter that we find in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, concerning being kindly affectioned one to another. Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 and 10. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. He said, don't let anything dilute your love for God and your love for others. Now he said, to do this, you abhor that which is evil. Stand against that, dislike that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Leave and cleave. You know, we use that, do we not, in the wedding vows. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, or he shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The Bible says no man can serve two masters, for either he'll love one and hate the other, or he'll hold to the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't go with God, the love of God and the righteousness of God and the love for this world and participating with this world, and do that at the same time. I tell our people here at church, it's like trying to ride two horses at the same time, going in different directions. It just will not work. I like this. I don't think we should hurry through this. First of all, again, he said, don't let anything dilute your love. Let it be without dissimulation. You abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. You know, one of the marks of the New Testament church over in Timothy is this, that it is the pillar and ground of the truth, not the pillow, but the pillar. It is the pillar and ground of the truth, demonstrating the precious love of God, and it should be emanating the love of our Lord Jesus Christ to a lost world and to the saints as well. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. And by the way, sometimes you have to cleave to that which is good if you're going to hold on to it. Truth has been trampled in the streets. I've never in my lifetime, as of the preaching of this broadcast, if God lets me live, I will have just turned 82 years old. I've seen a lot go on in this country. I have never seen the situation in society like it is today. And the Bible tells us that because of sin, because of iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. And dear friend, we are seeing a society that's growing colder and colder and colder because sin is increasing, increasing, increasing. The love of iniquity, because of the love of sin, because of the practice of iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. And then he says, be kindly affectioned one to another. I like to see people who are kindly affectioned, don't you? I'm not talking about people who are put on, who are hypocrites, people who are just simply being mushy. But thank God, I have found that real men have a love for God. They've got a love for their family. They have a love for their church. And they have a love for their country. They are kindly affectioned toward God. They are kindly affected toward their wife. They are kindly affected toward their children. They are kindly affected toward their church. They are kindly affected toward their country. And by the way, they are man enough to stand up not only to say so, but to demonstrate that love as well. We're going to see in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, Lord willing, in just a little bit, that we are not to love just in deed, but we are to love in truth. So we're to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. And then this matter in honor, preferring one another. Man, what a great virtue that is when we're willing to put God first, when we're willing to put others first. Not laboring just for ourselves, but for the good of others. And in honor, preferring one another. One of the greatest men that I know that demonstrates this is Pastor Clyde Ebron. I have had the privilege to know this dear man for years and years, traveled with him over parts of the world. He's always putting someone else first, always moving someone else first. Another is Brother Dalton Heath, the missionary. Brother Dalton Heath, he certainly is known for the same thing. And dear friend, it's no wonder that these men are loved and appreciated and honored like they are, because they are in honor preferring one another. They're not the type of people that's me first, I've got to have mine first. No, it's always others. Yes, Lord, others. Let this then my motto be, help me to live for others, that I might live for thee. May we be kindly affection one to another, and may we in honor prefer one another. God help us, let nothing dilute our love for God and our love for others. And may it be seen in our relationship, our attitude, and our relationship toward that which is evil and that which is good. We shall abhor that which is evil, and we should cleave to that which is good. Well, good Lord willing, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, and then we're going to be going into 1 John chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 13. These are two chapters, two whole chapters that the Spirit of God has given over to our love relationship with God and with others. Father, I thank you for your precious word today. The entrance of it truly giveth light. You said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. And help us, God, to stand straight, stand for the truth, but always to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. God, so grant it, we pray, so that we might be like thee. You said, God is love. And thou, precious Lord, thou dost so love this world that thou wast willing to give thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In his name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.